Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is a Vice Shirt Friday, a Nice Shirt Friday. The vibes are high in South Florida because the winds.
We winning, baby.
The winds are back. They are back indeed, and so are we to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Frog Week on the program. Tobin returns next week. I know a lot of you have missed him. A lot of people have already reached out to me and expressed their displeasure with my hosting capabilities. Into that,
I will say this. It's a lot better than yesterday.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
It was a one-off. You can't have a bad game around you.
Instead of being in a...
But here.
In a sleeper cell, you're in a comic book
store. It's another thing not to plan or test all of your equipment to make sure that it works.
Yes, but I cannot control when Xfinity goes out of my area, nor can I control when my bedazzled mic wants to really just completely mess up when I need it the most. But now, what did I do, Leroy?
You fix it. The only time that ever happened to me was when I was getting my pavers done, and they kept cutting the internet line.
Woo, that was a rough couple months. I'm not gonna lie, because that happened like three times.
Yeah.
RVA Richie, I appreciate his words of encouragement. Love how he hit me with a break a leg before the show began, and then 15 minutes into the show says, "I didn't mean it seriously." And everyone else is definitely. I just want you to know, you guys got that rundown early. Your boy was in this chat room early, and I'll tell you why.
I'm happy. I was locked in. Yeah, you were locked in a comic book store. That's why. Instead of a sleeper cell.
I'm in my nephew's room.
Right now. Yesterday, you were like, yeah.
Wait. I know Marcos.
Yeah.
How much of the stuff have you played with?
Let's just say that...
How many times has Hulk and Iron Man fought?
They fight, and then they kiss, and it's weird.
Wait, what?
And I'm like... I don't know. I just had
Hulk never really. Well, a couple of times when Hulk was.
Did you just flip us a JFIG?
No. What are you talking about?
You just flipped us a JFIG. Like,
whoa, baby, whoa!
That's the blue stone, huh?
What's crazy about this room? And I grew up with this man's father. This is my nephew's room. And this is a brother. I have a lot of siblings, but this is the one that I grew up with. Leroy, he's convinced you still owe him 10 pairs of shoes. I'm almost positive. But nonetheless, to see the things, just this guy's got, like, literally, I don't even have to move. And I just pulled up the coolest, like, Thor hands. Or not Thor hands, you know.
Thor hands.
You got, what's this guy's name? The one, Thanos. There you go. You got this VR headset right here, a PlayStation 5 right here, a basketball hoop on the back of the door that I can literally hang off of right now. I'm like, who is this guy?
Don't break the door.
Who's this? I won't.
You're going to be the same way with Tadpole. Now, I will say this.
Yeah.
In all my years of living, there's been more adults break my toys than kids. Right.
But, you know why? Adults are clumsy.
How many uncles that come over your house and say, "Boy, you don't know how to do this. You don't know about this." And then go and break your basketball rim.
Yeah,
bust
my bad.
Football. Right. Yeah.
You know what? The problem is life reminds you very fast that you grow up quickly. And before you know it, you got broken bones in both your feet.
Damn, Jim.
I don't know why. Listen, there's one thing I knew when I got done with football.
Yeah.
That I couldn't do those things anymore. Otherwise, I would have kept doing them and kept getting paid for it. So I'm talking about running, jumping,
all athletic stuff.
I knew when I got done with football, I couldn't do that no more. Right?
Yeah.
And for some reason, Crowder, who was hurt during his career to some extent, still think that he got it. No, dude, if you had it, you'd be getting paid.
It was a lapse of judgment for a moment.
Twice? Remember he tried to jump over the creek?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know, these are the moments in which you realize. For me, it was a joke. It was a joke by, man, I can't remember exactly which comedian, but he stood on the chair. Not the stool, just a normal chair. He stood on the chair, and he said, if I was 20-something years old, I can hop down from this no problem. I am 45 years old, and when I stood on this chair, the entire room gasped. Like, be careful, be careful. You can't even jump off of a chair without feeling like I made this ankle.
Hey.
Lever, you got hurt in a balloon toss?
Yeah.
What?
You got hurt on a balloon toss? Wait. No. You see, this is what I like. You were cracking jokes, and then all of a sudden, your car gets pulled out, and then it's like, I was. When they start laughing and smiling before getting to the story, that means something embarrassing happened.
No.
Proceed.
Hey, I went to throw the thing and fell my hammy.
How do you throw a water balloon and pull your hammy?
How you pull a hammy throwing a water balloon?
Because you were throwing it. You know, I was trying to be all soft toss and whatever. I don't know. Listen, I don't know. No, I'm just saying.
Didn't you break your leg somehow? Just like it just broke. Like you found out after a week, they're like, by the way,
a water balloon toss?
No, off of
gravity.
Oh,
gravity
no, this is something else. I was, you know, going to gym or whatever, golfing, doing what I do. And one Sunday I got home and my leg had been bothering me for a couple of days. I don't know whether I did something at the gym or whatever. I don't do crazy stuff at the gym. And I do a lot of stuff in the pool. So I'm like, I told Mario, Mel, I think something wrong with my knee. Now I just take it easy for a couple of days. So a couple of days go by and I say, you know what? I think I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm hurting pretty good. Like I know me, right? She's like, just take some time off. I'm like, so you saying I shouldn't go get it checked? Like, no, she said, just relax. So I set my alarm one morning for 4 o'clock in the morning, and I had to sneak out of the house for medical attention.
All right, first of all.
Right?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
So I went to the emergency room at 4 o'clock in the morning. Time I got seen or whatever, they x-rayed, did whatever they needed to do. And the guy comes in and say, you been walking around? I'm like, yeah, it's a little tight or whatever. He said, your femur's cracked.
Oh.
Right. And I said, can I borrow your phone?
Wait a minute. Time out. Hold on.
Hold on.
No, Leroy, I'm sorry. I am not giving Spoon any flack on this. This is on you. You
Why?
Are Leroy Horton.
She told me not to go get a check.
Time out. Leroy Horde. What was your occupation prior to this?
Football.
Don't you think as a former football player, if you have an ache that, it's hurt.
I knew something was wrong.
So you go. You ain't asking the wife to go. Like the wife, man, get out of here. The wife is always going to tell you.
You got to ask her.
No, you don't.
Hey. See, when you get old and you've been married for a while, your significant other.
She's not the team doctor. She's not the team doctor.
Your significant other is confirmation. Right?
She's not.
But I knew something was wrong.
Leroy, you've been hit by men.
Yeah.
That weigh 300 pounds. You've been hit by. You've been tackled.
Trampled.
Full speed.
Yes. You know, something doesn't feel right. You go to the trainer. Right?
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't care, even as a husband, something doesn't feel right. Yeah, you go to her. She's going to tell you, it's nothing. When she tells you that, you run straight to the hospital. Remember, this is the funny thing about adults. Martha, adults are the first people to always want to bring their kids to the hospital, to the doctor.
You got
to
ask.
But when they do it, when they hurt, nobody wants to go. They don't want to go to the doctor. Why is that? Why, when we get old, we never want to go to the doctor? But God forbid
scared. No, I've been around. I've had enough injuries with this body that I knew something wasn't right. Right?
And But
at the same time, I asked her because I don't want to be that person that is exaggerating things. Right? And I was walking around. And I was still going to the gym. So it wasn't like I couldn't do nothing. And most people assume broken bones with the inability to move. So that's kind of how we got there. But as it started getting worse and worse, I'm like, look here. I know something's up. Right?
And then you called the wife, right? And then what did she say? No, well, you should have went to the doctor early. Why did you listen to me? You should have went to the doctor.
She goes, I was wondering where you went. I say, well.
That's really what it is.
I'm glad you asked. I'm at the hospital.
I'm glad. Right?
I'm at the hospital. What did she say?
And Fon's got to come get me.
Oh, man.
She goes, why? What's going on? My leg is broken.
Mm. You don't say.
Said, wait, guess what she said?
Yeah.
That's all.
Exactly. Exactly. Which is the point. You should have went to the doctor before.
Okay. And I'm like, that's all you got?
You know why? You know what that
I
was?
Said, if I would have listened to you, I would have had to get my leg cut off in a month.
You're wrong. Huh. You didn't realize what that.
She said,
that
she
was,
didn't even say.
You know what it is? Man. No. What time was this in the morning? What, 6:30 maybe? 7?
That I called her?
Yeah.
No, she was at work.
She was at work.
It was like 9 o'clock. I was there for a minute.
Now she's figuring, all right, now he has a broken leg. Now I got to do everything. All right. That's a mindset she had. Yes. You got a broke leg. What are you going to be doing? You're going to be sitting on the couch.
Let me tell you something. I had that leg brace, and I was doing what I got to do. I still do my same stuff.
I would have melted. I'd have been on the couch.
You ain't, dude. Hey, dude, Marcos is laughing because he married.
Right back.
And no.
Honestly, I'm just surprised he did it somehow. I break my leg and I go to the hospital without her. And then I call her and say, hey, by the way, my leg is broken. She's like, you just going to go to the hospital alone and make me look like a bad wife? That's what you're going to do? And I'm like, my leg is broken. And she's like, you.
But here's the kicker. I've been with my wife for 20 plus years, right?
Yeah.
You just getting there. So the conversations are different. So all I get is a,
Oh, yeah, it's much shorter.
Broken leg.
I'm like, so, yeah.
At least he's not creeping. I mean, you know, it's better things. It's not like now, you're creeping.
Now I got a three-legged dog because something wrong with one of his hoofs. Oh, so he walk around like this. She say, oh, that's because he running out on the pavement and it gets sore.
No, he needs to go to.
I'm like, he's using three legs.
Don't trust her no more. I'm not.
What is wrong with you guys?
Don't trust her no more,
dude. Hey. I love spoon, but she is not Dr. Quinn medicine woman. Okay,
she's too tough. That's what it is.
It's not Dr. Spoon medicine woman.
Everybody have that person in their family that when somebody gets sick, all you need to do. Look.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. I hate the.
That's my wife. My wife be breaking it down. She'll give you terms, medical terms.
She watched Dr. Quinn.
No idea.
She watched Dr. Quinn. She watched Jane Seymour play Dr. Quinn. Exactly. That's the only way. That's the only way. When they watch those shows, they watch Grey's Anatomy, they watch ER, they start thinking they're the doctors.
Hold on. Let's not forget. I was also, so you have to understand my level of, you know, toughness. I was also the same guy that wanted to have both thumbs done at the same time.
That was a bad move.
Hey.
That would have been a bad move for sure.
Dude. Hey, because I know when I got the first one and I was showing everybody the rod through my thumb, they go, and you wanted to do both of them? Dude, I didn't even have the other one done. That's how much pain that thing hurt. But I will say this. Who's the person that had surgery on Tuesday and went to work on Tuesday and came back on Wednesday?
None other than Leroy Horde, baby. None other than Leroy Horde.
When I tell people, when I say I'm hurting, you have to understand where is this coming from. This is coming from a person who doesn't like normally comment on pain.
I don't understand how Leroy, who comes on here and rips Tobin for not understanding how sports is, what goes in the locker room, the playing with injury, is gonna, and I understand that is his partner for life, but yeah. She's not a doctor. If I say I'm in pain and she say, hey, why don't you take a couple of days off? That's not what I'm gonna do.
Let me break it down for you, Marcos.
I know she's your, I know.
How many times has your wife sent you out there on them streets with an outfit she thought was gonna be cute? Only for you to get ridiculed by all your friends and family.
It happens every time I go to the show and you tell me that my shirt is stupid.
Hey,
I don't care about fits.
Hey,
but my health.
I'm just telling, but this, I just picked one little situation. Okay? There's a whole bunch of situations going on here.
Leroy, you out of everybody in your household.
Dude.
If you say you're in pain, I think everybody will understand. Your occupation was to be in pain. You played the most dangerous position. You're getting hit 25, 30 times.
One would think that my wife would know that.
Well, one would think.
I would think along
the lines
of. I would
think you would know that.
I'm thinking, oh, if my baby say he hurt, it must be something serious because, you know. Nope.
They're not going to think that. They're going to think about it.
I know you're trying to get out of what we got to do on
Saturday. That's what they're thinking. But Leroy, no, you're not going to do that. Because here's the one thing I know. Athletes are not going to complain about pain. Because even they're in pain, they're still going to do what they need to do. Like, they're still going to be athletes. So you're still a man. You're still going to do your manly thing. So you're going to just do as the day what you need to do as the day goes by. But if you start saying, I'm in pain, especially if you go tell your girl that. Anytime you tell your significant other you're in pain, you're literally in pain. Like
Can I just say this? I don't know what earth you live on, but in the real world, women do not operate like that. Like you thinking you understanding and appreciative and understand the circumstances.
That's the problem. You're speaking in logic, Vlad, and that's the problem. What you're saying makes sense, Vlad, and that's the problem. With that being said, women are great. We love women.
International
Women's Month.
Listen, while I'm sitting here doing all of this, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Correct.
Right?
Of course.
But there are moments in time where, you know, I have come into the house and my hand is black or blue. I got a swollen elbow. And I'm like, damn, I bumped my elbow on it, put some ice on it.
Walk it off, champ.
Rub some dirt on it.
Yeah. Or, you know, a woman that's thrown, and I have babies. Get over it.
Yeah. What am I supposed to say to that?
Time out. We got to have a discussion about that. Because my man.
Okay, but let's take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break. Because my man got hurt. He's got some pain worse than bringing a baby in the world.
Oh, no. I don't know about that.
When we come back, Doug Plagans will hopefully be joining us to talk Florida Panthers as they return to the ice today. Stick around. We got more on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Oh,
ladies.
Glad you could join us, Jennifer, because you have been doing a whole lot of chit-chatting in the chat.
You see how engaged I am?
Wow. Okay. Look, guys, don't embarrass me. Don't embarrass me in front of our esteemed guests that we have here. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to talk Panthers hockey with the man himself, the voice of your Florida Panthers. Let's go ahead and go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. Mr. Doug Plagans. Doug, how are you doing today, buddy?
Doing great. What's going on? Thanks for having me.
We got to say hi to the most swole play-by-play guy in sports.
Doug, this show has fancied you not only as an amazing play-by-play, but the way that you announce fights really has become something, a sticking point on this show of how talented and versatile you are on the mic. So I appreciate you joining us today, Doug.
Well, Well, those are very kind words. I appreciate it. I do love calling a good scrap. I would list Jim Ross among my greatest inspirations. And again, it's something I really enjoy, and I think it's something that's always going to have a place in the game of hockey, and I think it's in a perfect spot where it is right now.
Doug, is what the Panthers going through, that seems like pretty normal for them, where they have, like, they might have a week or two where it's not perfect hockey. They may be winning, they may be losing, but it just looks a little clunky. These last couple of weeks, they've given up, you know, a lot more goals than we're used to seeing. Is that because, you know, guys are trying to catch up to the system, or guys are just out that would play a large role in defending it?
I think overall they're happy with how their game looks, where their game is heading into a critical part of the year. And you look at it overall, yeah, they're missing some key players right now. That's obviously going to affect the way things might look night to night. But they're also a really deep team, and that's why they're able to keep things going and get a win like they did on Sunday, that shootout win outlasting the Pittsburgh Penguins, which came at a big time. Good bounce back game there. But obviously with Brad Marchand getting in there tonight, we expect him to play, so excited to see how he's going to fit in there. Overall, I think there are just a lot of different factors at play this time of the year. Everybody's played a ton of hockey. Everybody's had a wacky schedule, because that's just been kind of the way things have gone this season, you know, with the Four Nations break being a part of it and everything like that. And like I said, the Panthers working through having some key players out. The other thing that comes into play, and it's going to be something that's going to be worth watching, you know, over the course of the rest of the regular season, and something the Panthers have seen lately, and it's something that you can't always quantify, but the Panthers have played some teams that are urgent and fighting for their playoff lives. You know, no other way to put it. They're playing another one of those tonight in the Utah Hockey Club. And sometimes when you play a desperate team, you know, the games can feel a bit different this time of the year. But overall, the Panthers are really happy with how things look, where things are headed and trending. That's what it's all been about, is building and trending and making sure the game is where they want it to be and it looks the way they want it to look heading into an important part of the year.
Doug, do you expect to see some sort of adjustment period to Marchand? Do you think that's going to be of significant time, or do you think this is going to be like a plug and play? As soon as he's in there, he's going to mesh well.
I think no matter what, there's always some form of an adjustment period. That being said, just in going back to a conversation I had with Paul Maurice the day after he was acquired, he said that Brad Marchand's game already has a little bit of Florida Panther in it. And the way he plays, the things he does well, and his overall versatility, he plays both wings, he plays the penalty kill, he does a lot of things that are already right in the wheelhouse of this Panthers team. I think that added to his hockey IQ. He's a smart player. He's a player that has you know, he's good at playing on the edge. He's good at playing around the net. He gets under the skin of the opposition, all those things. But he's a really smart player with a really high hockey IQ. When you have a player like that, it's a real luxury, and it makes those transitions, I feel like, much easier and more seamless. He's been really looking forward to getting out there with his new teammates. He's been involved in practices. He's been on the ice for a couple of weeks with the Panthers, things like that. But I know that everybody's excited to see him play tonight. So excited for that. I think there's always a learning curve. There's always a transition. He's played with one organization his entire career prior to coming to the Panthers. But I think because of his smarts, I think it's, and it's just raw ability, I think it's going to be as seamless a transition as you can have.
Doug, are there any updates on Matthew Tkachuk? Because, I mean, when he gets back and you're looking at him and Marchand on the same team, I mean, it looks like the defense is going to get to where it needs to be for the playoffs. But do you have any idea when he's coming back?
Well, it's nothing more than what's already been out there and what Bill Zito has said, and you know they're hoping he can be ready for the playoffs. So I really don't have any other update than what's already been out there. But you know, the thing that as you said there, the idea of being able to have him and Sam Bennett and Brad Marchand in the lineup, and you know all the other, there's a lot of sandpaper in this Panthers team, and it's a really versatile team, and it's a team that's
full of guys, not only from last year's group, but guys who've been parts of winning teams elsewhere. You look at Brad Marchand coming in. He's got a ring. He's got a lot of playoff experience. Nico Sturm came in at the deadline. He's got a ring with Colorado a couple of years ago. So this is as battle test of the team as you're going to find anywhere, as deep a team as you're going to find anywhere. They're showing the depth here as it's been tested a little bit lately with not only Matthew Tkachuk being out, but Kulikov being out, and obviously no Aaron Ekblad right now. And, you know, you've had Brad Marchand out of the lineup up until tonight. So it's as deep a team, as battle-tested a team as you're going to find anywhere. And as we know, you get into the playoffs, not only to go through an 82-game grind, but to go through what the Panthers hope is going to be another long run. You need to be able to have that depth and those guys you can call on to fill spots as needed, and this team has had that and shown that. So I guess, like I said, roundabout answer. I don't have any further update on Matthew Tkachuk than what's already out there.
Now, I don't want to jump ahead of it, as I saw a few articles that were doing the same. He hasn't even had a second on the ice yet as a Panther. I want to be able to fully enjoy this, but I'm already seeing reports and rumors of where Marchand's next landing spot will be, including a possible return to Boston. Is this strictly a playoff rental for the Panthers, or do you see a future in which Marchand could potentially spend more than 1 year as a Panther?
You know, I personally am privy to nothing in terms of those conversations. That goes far beyond the broadcast booth, so I don't really have anything to offer you there. But, you know, Paul Maurice has said that, you know, if things – obviously, and he was asked it during the media availability in Boston that first day that Brad Marchand skated with the Panthers, and he said, obviously, you know, there are all kinds of different factors at play, and I'm paraphrasing, but you know, if things work for everybody, they're obviously, and it works for the team, and it works for everybody, they're obviously interested in, you know, potentially anybody being a part of their program down the road. But you know, as far as next season, I don't think anybody is. You know, maybe in places, like I said, that I am not privy to. Maybe those chats have happened. I don't know. But that's nothing. I don't think that's anything anybody's really discussing right now. The first order of business is to go out and have the best finish to the season they can have. Get everybody acclimated to being a Florida Panther. Get Brad Marchand on the same page, which, like I said, I don't think is going to be a difficult transition at all, and have the best playoff run possible. And I know that his objective is to come in and you know, be a part of this team that has a chance to do it again. And he wants to be involved in a team that has a chance to win. So the first objective is to come out, finish the season strong, and have the best playoff run they can have. And, you know, beyond that, I'm, you know, not trying to dance around your question, but I really, really don't have any insight as far as that goes. I'm sure those conversations and everything will happen when they need to happen.
Doug, how awesome is it to be able to do the play-by-play for a team that's competing for championships like this team has over the last few years? It has to be a blast, right?
It absolutely is. This team is, and I'm not saying it just because I'm biased and I'm the voice of the Florida Panthers, but it's a team that I think everybody across the hockey world, and even casual sports fans who may not keep a super watchful eye on hockey, this Panthers team these last couple of years under Paul Maurice, they've played a style of hockey that people want to watch, that people find entertaining. If their team isn't in it, they are wanting to watch the Panthers, and we feel the same way every single night to be able to go and watch this team play. It's an absolute privilege to be able to be there for every step of the action and see the passion and to see the growth in the team and everything they've gone through and everything they went through en route to winning it last year, and knowing that this team is very much right in its competitive window, not only good last year and this year, but will be good for a number of years to come. It's a special thing, and something that I know I don't take for granted, and I hope that none of the Panthers fans out there take it for granted either. I can tell they don't. The buzz in the arena, we feel it every single night. You don't get teams that are able to have sustained runs of success like this. You know, it doesn't happen every single day. So I hope everybody's enjoying it. And not only is it a talented group of players, but just a group of guys that genuinely enjoys being around each other, and a locker room that's full of great personalities, really engaging personalities. Anybody out there who's had a chance to, you know, bump into any guys from this Panthers team over the last couple of years, I'm sure they were just blown away with how personable and approachable these guys are. It's a special group of players on and off the ice. And like I said, we're excited to be a part of it in a small way every single day.
Now, tonight we face off against the Utah Hockey Club. As you know,
do you want to sell him on your name?
Yeah, actually, I would love to know his opinion on what you think.
I'm going to let him look. Doug, be honest, Doug. Be honest.
Let the man decide, all right? It is a Utah Hockey Club. Did they finally settle on the Mammoth, or is that in the final three?
I'm not sure if that's been finalized. I've seen the same reports that you have. I know that's been out there. And I know they had a lot of other different things kicked around, a lot of other different rumors kicked around. But I think, you know, honestly, Hockey Club has been easy for me, and it's rolled off the tongue nicely. But I know it's the finalist is the finalist is Mammoth. I'm not sure it's been officially. I don't think it's been officially determined to be the name, but I like it. I don't have an issue with it.
Mammoth is good. I know for a while they were mulling over Yeti. I know the Utah Yeti. That I thought that was a cool one. But hear me out, Doug. Picture this, right? No more are we throwing squids on the field or I'm sorry, on the ice and catfish. That's disgusting. All right. We're at a new level of professional fandom. I'm thinking everyone loves alliterations. The Utah Ukuleles. We give everyone in the crowd ukuleles. Someone scores a goal. Whole arena just starts going crazy with ukuleles. Tell me that's not better than the Hockey Club, Doug.
Minus.
Well, you're trusting that like 19,000 people in an arena every night are going to know how to play that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Lessons. Also, by the way, that is the sound that a ukulele makes, apparently.
And Doug, you've been in enough arenas to know this. If you give somebody a weapon and alcohol, mm-hmm. somebody's going to get swatted with a ukulele.
100%.
You guys,
hey, you're going to be fine.
Sure.
You're going to be finding them under seats. You'll be finding them in the parking lot. You know, they're going to be there. There'll just be ukuleles all over. I prefer Mammoth to Yeti. My opinion doesn't matter on the subject. I prefer Mammoth to Yeti. I would probably prefer both over ukuleles. I apologize.
That's fair. Not a problem.
Thank you. He's been pushing this for a while, Doug. We needed somebody that wasn't us to tell him how ridiculous that sounds. Thank you. We're done.
I appreciate the effort, though, the UU. The only other UU in sports that I can recall is Ugeth Urbina.
Look at that. Come on.
Pretty sure the show cannot pronounce that.
Ugeth Urbina. I'm doing my best. Doug, before we get you out of here, I know you're an avid card collector, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
I want to know, do you have a Leroy Horde in your collection? We need to get you one if you don't.
I actually stumbled across one. I do. And I'm gonna have to get him to autograph it the next time I see him.
We had this conversation and I said, absolutely no problem.
Yes.
The next time we are near the arena, I will bring you a couple of cards.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I stumbled across one. I was a big 90s football card collector, and so I definitely have some Leroy Horde at home.
Well, Doug, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to entertain this group of rascals here. I appreciate it, Doug. And, man, go Cats, baby.
Well, thanks for having me. Happy to jump on anytime, and look forward to talking to you guys down the road. Thanks so much.
All right, Doug.
Thank you, Doug.
Have a good one.
Doug Blagans, voice of the Florida Panthers.
See, Doug is new to the show. He's only been on a couple of times. And let me tell you a couple of things.
Yes.
He was way too nice for this show.
Way too nice. Right? Way too nice for you, and you're ridiculous.
You tried to break... Here. He treated Marcos like the girl you wanted to break up with, but you didn't want it to be on bad terms. And sometimes you got to let people know right away so they don't think that there's still a chance. Right? He should have just came... He should have came up, jumped off the top rope on you.
Nah. I appreciate it.
He should have let you know right away. That's garbage.
He let me go very kindly, and I appreciate that definitely. With that being said, shut up, Vlad. Don't rush me. With that being said, we don't go to Tobin and Leroy show. It is a Vice Shirt Friday on the program. As we were interviewing our boy Doug Plagans, which special thanks to him for joining us, we got some breaking news out of the NBA. It seems the Grizzlies have parted ways with their head coach. This comes as they are currently slated as the fifth seed and were as high as the second seed at a certain point. All signs point to it has to be some sort of player. Well, it has to be John Morant. Long story short. that is a whale sound there that is, of course, going to become synonymous with this show as there continues to be some sort of kerfuffle or.
But don't you already have a John Morant?
Well, what?
Leroy.
No, I don't mean here. You misunderstand what I'm saying.
Yes.
That if you brought in a John Morant, you would get rid of Tyler.
Yes.
Because they do the same things.
Correct. But one of them is, I think, a little bit better. I think John Morant is better.
He's more athletic.
He's better.
I don't know if he's better.
He's better.
Let's see. Let's go to the numbers, right? Numbers don't lie. Scoring obviously is something that I think they both can do at like a pretty decent level.
I think Ja's a better playmaker than Tyler. He can get
that's
the ball.
I think where things are separated.
Yeah, it's not only he's a better athletically, but he can get others their own shot. You know what I mean? Like
I also think he's a better defender as well.
Ja's a better defender.
Yeah,
I've seen him sky to block some shots that you know are. Crazy.
But Leroy's just in love with he's just in love with Hero because he's seen Hero for the last 6 years and he
loved I love Hero too
and he loved the progression Hero. And everything like that and he's well, gonna take just, the outside just, shot but no Ja Morant's a better player than
okay than Tyler but Hero. But you do understand that it would have to be one or the other
not necessarily
yes I don't see
Ja and Tyler do the same thing
so what so does Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell like you know like you can have two players that have the ball. Luke and LeBron, they have the ball. Just got to make sure.
Yeah, but that's...
That's what.
All right. I just think the Luke and LeBron thing is a little bit different in that their size and how they, you know...
I get it, but I mean, look at Derek White and Drew Holiday are literally the same player.
Oh, Drew Holiday is better.
But they're literally the same player.
Derek White will have a game on you.
And Derek White comes off the bench.
No, he doesn't. They both start.
Really?
Yeah, you don't have to have that pondering look. They both start.
So it goes Derek White.
Jaylen Brown.
Drew Holiday. Mm-hmm. Jaylen Brown.
Jason Tatum. Tatum plays the four.
The four.
Yeah.
Or Porzingis.
Porzingis. Horford comes off the bench.
That's crazy. Jason Tatum at the four.
Well, that's what he is.
6'10", 6'11", yeah.
Soft. Right. Like, we lose track of how tall some of these guys are playing these positions.
Nah, but, like, you know, it's just not the same.
I'm going to tell you why you lose track. It's because you see, what's his name always playing these guys? Bam. Bam has to guard 1-5.
Right. Right.
Power forwards back in my day, different, dude. Zach Randolph.
Well, first of all, when you think about power forwards, you didn't think of them as... You know, you thought of small forward. You didn't think of scoring. Now every wing scores.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously we were leading towards this.
I think when was Rodman wasn't a center. Was he a center? I don't think he was a center. I think him and Bill Cartwright would like.
Yeah,
I know how they did it. What's Rodman was glasses. In the paint, but he didn't necessarily play center.
Yeah. Probably a power forward. What's the guy?
Rodman was a 6'7" power forward, but he guarded 1-5.
He played in
same
way.
Same thing with Draymond. Draymond's like what, 6'7"? He guards 1-5.
Yeah. It's interesting to see now, just to monitor what's going to happen with the team. Are things going to blow up in Memphis? Will they be able to overcome this? Keep an eye on it. Keep an eye on it. I'm sure.
I can't imagine firing a coach this quick.
You're not. It's interim until the end of the season. And then the end of the season, they got to decide, are they going to keep Ja? Can they trade Ja? What are they going to do with Jaren Jackson? Are they going to break up this nucleus? This is right now is having Tobin right now going crazy. You know, 3-game winning streak. There's a lot of dissension. Kevin Durant could be available. Giannis could be available. Now Ja Morant could be available. This is Tobin may need a cigarette right now. I'm just saying that.
These are the highs of the highs after a 10-game losing streak and the lows of the lows. He was a broken man last week, and now we're back, baby. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Final hour coming up next.